You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. The pandemic continues to exact a heavy toll on working caregivers. According to a recent survey from October 2020, those with paying jobs who also provide care for family members were feeling greater stress than non-caregiving employees. And the impact is felt more by women and by those caring for loved ones with dementia-related illnesses. This is why Arts Philadelphia is partnering with Global Women for Well-Being in an effort to shine the light on this growing crisis. Susan Schifrin, founder and executive director of Arts Philadelphia, is here. Susan, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be here.
For folks who have never heard of Arts Philadelphia, what is it?
Arts Philadelphia is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide opportunities for joyful interactions around arts and culture to people living with dementia and their care partners.
And what did you see from the clients you work with during the pandemic when it comes to caregivers?
What we saw was that care partners who, under whatever we call normal circumstances, non-COVID circumstances, are already stretched to the limit. Under the lockdown, under the social distancing, physical distancing imposed by COVID, the very rare opportunities they had to have time to themselves away from caregiving so that they could be more present, that evaporated. And now it was truly 24/7. And what we saw is our care partners themselves showing more signs of depression, more signs of exhaustion, more signs, frankly, of memory loss themselves because of the stress.
Yeah. And let's talk about the specific stressors of caring for someone with dementia-related illnesses. And full disclosure, my grandfather had Alzheimer's, so I remember growing up dealing with some of these issues.
Fuller disclosure, my mom lived with dementia for 20 years. Mm. We hear mostly about Alzheimer's disease, but it is but one of over 100 different conditions manifesting dementia-related symptoms. There's a variety of challenges that come with that situation. There can be personality changes. There can be forgetfulness. There can be compromised executive function. People living with dementia themselves can experience depression and anger and frustration. There are also moments of joy and the ability to keep living meaningfully, but that is truly a matter of partnership.
And when you fold work on top of that, what did that do to your care partners?
You are trying desperately to live up to expectations from your job. If in the midst of all of this, you are at the end of your rope because you haven't had time to yourself, you are going to struggle.
Yeah, and this is a serious topic that disproportionately impacts women on the sliding scale. And I know that you are partnering with Global Women for Well-Being, and you have a theory for tackling this by raising awareness with certain folks. And who are those folks, and why target those folks within organizations?
The majority of care partners are women. The majority of those are women of color. If our employers and their managers don't understand what it means to be going through this, the care partner in the workplace will ultimately be faced with a choice of choosing between taking care of family and working. That means loss of trained personnel. And we saw this during COVID. Women were leaving the workplace in droves. And so Mim and I made the decision to target business owners and CEOs and HR professionals and care partners, of course. But what we're hoping is that with this event on Monday, we are going to provide enough data, provide enough personal stories that the HR professionals and others at this event will begin to understand that they cannot look the other way, they have to start changing how we treat care partners in the workplace.
Close out by telling us about how they can watch this event or participate in this event.
Register by going to artsphilly.org, going to our events page. This is an online event. Everyone who registers, they will receive a recording of the full event. And our hope is they will get to know GW4W and Arts Philadelphia and what we can offer to their organizations to get them on the road to caring for our care partners.
Thank you so much to Susan Schifrin. To attend the Impact of Caregiving and Being a Care Partner on April 25th at 12:30, go to Arts Philly, that's artzphilly.org. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.